the tour industry's push to get the state's $50 tax on each cruise ship passenger repealed dominated yesterday's South Central Alaska Tourism Summit in Anchorage. Industry officials also say they think more money should be put into promotion in an effort to minimize a continued decline in visitors next year. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
Julie Soppe, head of the Anchorage Convention and Visitors Bureau, presented the question over the state's $50 head tax on cruise ship visitors and pollution controls as a matter of several choices.
We need to find the right level for our cruise industry. What is sustainable? What can we do environmentally that makes the cruise industry sustainable? What can we do from business regulations to keep it a viable and a growing industry in the state? What is the right level of taxation? Is $50 too high? Is the $110 that you hear too high? It looks like it is because we're losing ships. Would $25 be acceptable? I don't know. We need to answer these questions as an industry.
Other panelists, like Rick Erickson of Cruise Line Agencies of Alaska, pushed for a single response to the $50 tax. Get rid of it.
I think the last couple of years, we've just been ho-humming it and thinking that they're going to continue to come. $50, that's no big deal. They'll pay that. Well, sorry. They're packing it up. And we need to figure out how we're going to stop the bleeding because it may not be done yet.
Erickson's cruise ship passenger projections showed sizable drops in 2010 from the current season, which has seen declines in visitor business across the state from record-setting 2008 numbers. With statistics showing well over half of Alaska's summer tourists coming in via cruise ships, panelists repeatedly told the more than 200 members of the Alaska Travel Industry Association to contact their legislators and urge repeal of the head tax. Even the cookies served as snacks were frosted with SOS for Save Our Ships. Stan Stevens, longtime owner of Glacier and Wildlife Cruises based in Prince William Sound, also backed repealing the head tax. But his primary advice to improve tourism was that Alaska needed to spend more money promoting the state.
It's not just the economy of the world that's causing our problem. This really didn't have to happen. Everyone wants to come to Alaska, and there's many people out there that can afford to. We just can't reach them and haven't been reaching them. The future of the travel industry depends on marketing.
Stevens recalled when, despite a dismal outside economy, he ordered and then filled a new sightseeing boat with visitors. The difference, he said, was that the state was vigorously promoting tourism. It was a position that drew support from Ron Peck of the Alaska Travel Industry Association. Peck said Alaska's annual $11 million in advertising was up against Florida's $50 to $60 million, British Columbia's $64 million, and Hawaii's more than $70 million. Another speaker observed, even cash-strapped Michigan spends more on tourism promotion than Alaska. This is Len Anderson in Anchorage.